Just over half of veterans using the post-9/11 GI Bill to go to college earn a degree, 51.7% to be exact. The Veterans Affairs Department sponsored the study. It was conducted by Student Veterans of America. Their Vice President of Research, Chris Kate, joins us now. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, this 51.7% of vets who graduated, is this a good number? Should it be higher or lower? Give us some context here.
Well, we expect the number of completions to rise, the 51.7%, to increase as student veterans are given enough time to complete their programs. When it's a little difficult to make direct comparisons with the Department of Ed and previous studies, just because of the way we designed the study, but it's looking very promising and very strong.
So you've called this the Million Records Project. How did you come up with this number, 51.7%?
So what we did is we were able to identify student veterans by their use of GI Bill benefits. And we used a million records from the VA's education benefits, their GI Bill, to then match them with the degree attainment records at the National Student Clearinghouse. And the completion rate was based off of the number of completion records that the National Student Clearinghouse found over the overall number.
All right, so pretty good methodology, I guess, but I'm just trying to find out if we can put a value on this. I mean, is that a high percentage rate? Is this good news?
Yes, it is very good news. Considering that this is the first of its kind, there wasn't really that much knowledge or research done previously. So this is a very strong number with great things moving forward for student veterans.
Dig a little bit into those numbers. I mean, even though it's relatively, I guess, a good percentage rate, it does mean that almost half of vets who have these benefits end up not graduating. Could you make a distinction in terms of demographics or other traits between those who were able to graduate and those who weren't?
Presently, we need to learn more about these two groups. The Miller Records Project's primary purpose was to develop a baseline of post-secondary academic outcomes for the current generation of student veterans. Now that we have that baseline, we can begin to explore each of those groups and begin to answer those questions.
So tell us some of the, say, challenges that might be presented to student veterans that maybe don't occur to other students in the same programs that are, say, similar ages.
Well, one of the things that the Miller Records Project found was the changing nature of the military is reflected in this generation of student veterans. For example, a reservist or National Guard member may have been activated several times between 2002 and 2010 when we sampled, which would have delayed their progress towards their degree. But these student veterans do eventually complete their degrees, as the Miller Records Project found out. And additionally, you see many of those skills developed during military service, such as discipline, leadership, goal setting, show up in student veterans' education and helps them persist through to graduation and into the workforce.
And talk a little bit about the support that the veterans receive when they are enrolled, because you point out in your report that this 51.7% graduation rate is higher than the rate of other quote-unquote non-traditional students.
Well, student veterans say that one of the strongest support services they receive is from other student veterans, that peer-to-peer support. That's where Student Veterans of America helps fill in the need through our campus chapters. We're quickly approaching our 1,000th chapter. These chapters help provide that peer-to-peer support, the camaraderie that many student veterans report missing after their separation from their service. The chapters also help school administrators understand what campus programs and services need to be added or updated for student veterans.
So is it more sort of like informal networks, or are there things also that, say, the Veterans Affairs Department or that universities themselves are doing?
Well, many of the chapters have successfully established on-campus veteran centers with the help of the administrations, where they can meet and further connect with other veterans. Other chapters have worked with the administrations to give student veterans priority registration, ensuring the best use of their GI Bill benefits, training for faculty and staff on veterans issues in higher education, and veteran-centered orientations for newly enrolled student veterans. So it's a mixture of both.
And there's also a mixture of institutions that they have attended, too. Most of them, 80%, are at public institutions, colleges, and so forth. Only 10% in private nonprofit and less in private for-profit. Can you break down the percentage of graduation rates for the different types of institutions that they enroll in?
We did in the report. Our goal was not necessarily to look at each of the individual sectors. Our goal is to help student veterans as a whole reach their education goals, and regardless of what sector they go into.
So you say you do have those numbers, or
it's in the report. I don't have them right in front of me, but it's in the report. But like I said, we're more focused on student veterans succeeding their goals, no matter which sector they go into.
So people have to go to the link then, in other words.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Chris Cate. He is Vice President of Research for Student Veterans of America. Based on these findings, and as we mentioned, this is a report that was supported by the Veterans Affairs Department, what does it tell managers at VA or in defense in terms of how to prepare these soldiers/veterans for education and graduating?
Well, I think it helps confirm that what many have thought, that student veterans are a wise and strong investment. A majority of these student veterans do earn their degrees in using their GI Bill. It may take them a little bit longer, but they're going to persist and earn their degrees, even with delays due to military deployments or personal reasons. For the federal managers and Department of Defense, I think just helping them with the transition, a lot of the programs that are already established are doing a good job, but there's improvements that also need to be made.
And tell us a little bit about the transition. How can they better help?
I think there's been a lot of discussion of making it doing more follow-up with the veterans after they graduate. The new GI Bill comparison toolkit that the VA has put out is also another great tool that allows student veterans to take a look at their different choices, different options of where they can use their GI Bill benefit.
Chris Cate is Vice President of Research at Student Veterans of America. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.